through the good times and through the bad times. Update. Your talking newspaper. Keeping you connected.
So, a very warm welcome to the opening segment of Update Talking News Stoke and North Staffordshire for July the 4th, 2025. It's amazing to have you back with us. I hope you've had a wonderful few weeks so far and had an eventful spring, and you're all charged up and looking forward to the summer and have some nice things in store. Currently, we do aim to get the service out to you via the USB pouch service every two to three weeks, with the occasional overlap, depending on volunteer availability and situations that are sometimes outside of our control, like illnesses or Royal Mail delays. But the next edition will be July the 24th, or around that, a day or two, and the 8th of August, around that sort of time as well. If you do use the pouch service, please try to get your pouches back to us by the 22nd of July if you'd like an edition sending out to you. Contents available on the website at updatestoke.org. It's also available via the Wireless for the Blind Talking newspaper app on tablet or smartphone. Update is also available on Amazon Alexa, and if you'd like information, and Google Nest, and if you would like information on how to access those, please do get in touch with us on 07500 870 689, and I can talk you through the process. If you need any help whatsoever with anything, any of our services or anything else, or you can give us a call, that number again is 07500 870 689, and I can guide you through the process. If you know of anyone who would like to listen to Update, who doesn't already, please do spread the word, and the same goes regarding volunteers. If you know of anyone with a little spare time who may want to contribute, we're also asking anyone who decides to switch from USB sticks and machines to one of the services, then please do return your equipment to us. And if you can afford to make a contribution of £25 or more to help with these additional costs, it is very welcome and appreciated. The addition of things like Alexa and Google does mean a few changes around things like availability of content. So there's certain things that are only available online on our website and also via the USB pouch service. Now, Staffordshire Sight Loss offer a whole host of services. They also share our content links when they're available on their social media website, Facebook and Twitter. But they do have a whole host of get-togethers and events and all sorts of things that are happening, social groups and special groups for specific things. You can find out more information by searching for Staffordshire Sight Loss. The website will come up and you'll be able to scroll through their events calendar and find out what's going on. We will give you more information on Update later in July about what they've got coming up at the end of July and in August. If you should need any support from them, because they also can help you with lots of things like how to live with sight loss and all these sorts of things as well. So if you need any help whatsoever, do give them a call, and their phone number is 07931327018. You can call, you can text them, you can WhatsApp, and you can also email them if you would prefer, and that is hello@ssla.org.uk. Now, the readers this week are myself, Kath, Uta and Teresa. Bit of a different lineup. We have Liz on holiday in Spain, but she will be back in the later edition in July. And we have Poems with Jean, and Cliff is bringing us the sport. And of course, we have Uta's one and only snippets. Now, with Liz being away, I only got one quiz for you this week. We've got Timbo's trivia that is coming up shortly at the start of the edition, and then we'll have the answers in the entertainment segment. Talking about that, we have the best of what's on at the cinema, and we'll have some theatre previews. I've got a little bit of a review of the Audio Describe performance that happened at the New Vic last... Was it last? No, it was a couple of weeks ago now, because we've been away for 3 weeks. But it was called Whatever Happened to Phoebe Salt by Arthur Berry, and we'll tell you about that and also the experience at the New Vic, and that'll give you a little bit of insight. We've also got a musical interlude playing a new song for you, and we've got TV, radio, film, and stream highlights for the next week. Apologies if you don't get this till probably Saturday or Monday and you might miss a day. It's because it's got to go out a day late due to scheduling this week. But we also have Grapevine for you, which is TV stories that are getting us all talking. So have that too. And at the end of the edition, we have two of the In Touch programmes from Peter Wise and BBC Radio 4 for you to catch up on as well. If there's any content we're not currently offering that you would like to hear about, please do give us a call. And that number is 07500 870689. I hope that you're having a good start to the summer and you're in good spirits, not too depressed with the state of the world. Everything that's going on, you know, the war in Ukraine, all the antics with Trump in America, the wielding of the sword by the current government, and all of these entanglements and struggles around benefit cuts, ups and downs, etc., etc. But we do hope that is going to get better, you know, because a bit of victory has been won this week for some people who are on benefits, which has to be a good thing, you know, because I'm not going to get political, but a lot of that is just downright wrong in my opinion. But it's good to try to look on the bright side and always maybe have something to look forward to. Like if you ever feel a little down or get a little lonely, then a good idea is to maybe reach out to a friend or a family member or someone who you have not spoken to for a while, someone in your life that you've always been able to depend on that perhaps you've lost touch with, and have a nice phone call or arrange to meet for a walk, a lunch or a coffee. It's amazing really how many people in life we lose touch with. Like I couldn't count my 10 fingers on the amount of people that I've drifted apart from. But in the last year or two, I have reached out to a few of those, and it's amazing how people can come back into your lives, and people can be like really surprised to get a message and want to meet for a coffee. And so never forget about that. Always think there are possibilities, and never be embarrassed or scared to reach out to someone perhaps who you've lost touch with. Please do be aware, I'm saying this every month, but please do be aware, because this is still happening and affecting so many people. Please do be aware of scams this July, because they are popping up in texts, on WhatsApp, email, through the post, in person, telephone, and so many people are getting caught out by them. So never ever give any money or any information or details to anyone without talking to somebody else first, and talking it through. Never ever do that, because there are people out there who are trying to catch you out and trying to get your information and trying to get your money. So always say no and speak to somebody about it first and get advice. Now, if you need any help or support in any way whatsoever, please do get in touch with us. We can help and refer you to other services, and we can also help you with anything to do with Update. But if perhaps you want some information like how to use entertainment services and streaming or tablets or things like that, Netflix and Amazon with audio description, or perhaps you want a talking book service, then please do give us a call on 07500 870689. And we are currently pursuing funding streams, but through this difficult time, funds are limited and all donations are greatly appreciated. Also, we're implementing a contribution request regarding USB players. So for new people and for existing members who need a player replacing, we do ask for a contribution of £25 or more if you can afford. And in regard to Alexa, if you're using that and you have a player that you're not using anymore, then please do return it to us and let us know who you are, your name and address, because quite often we get players returned with no contact information and we don't know who they've come from. So always let us know. But if you do have a spare player around that you're not using and you're listening to Update in another way, then please do get it back to us, because it can benefit somebody else. I hope you always find ways to lift your spirits when when you need to. And I'll remind you again, if you need to get in touch with us, please do. The phone number is 07500 870 689. Now, that is the studio number for anything to do with content on Update or anything that I talk about here. And that is 07500 870 689. Or you can email updatetnstoke@gmail.com, as we're always here if you need us. And I'd like to take another opportunity to thank you so much for listening and supporting Update. A big thank you to all those who have donated, and a special, special thanks to all the volunteers who have given up their time to keep Update going. And I hope you do enjoy the range of features and information we've got for you in this edition. And through all things, keep smiling through, and I hope you enjoy Update for July the 4th, 2025. Keep listening. We've got Timbo's trivia questions coming up next. And then we've got all our local news.